Hello and welcome to the Baseball America podcast. I'm Matt Eddy, and with me is Ben Badler, and we will be discussing the 10th annual Futures game on this edition of the podcast. Looking at the rosters right now, Ben, we're kind of assessing the strengths and weaknesses of each team. I mean, let's start with the U.S. roster. What do you see there for strengths?
Yeah, we just released the rosters on baseballamerica.com if you want to follow along with us here. But, looking at the U.S. roster, it's a little bit different this year because the players who are involved on the U.S. team are a lot of them are going to be involved in the Olympics this year in August, which are in Beijing. It doesn't mean if they're on the Futures team that they're going to be in the Olympics, but, USA Baseball is going to draw from that pool of players. So I think you see some players there who might not normally be there. And some guys who definitely missed the cut, who probably should be there and would be there if this wasn't a special year for the Olympics. But looking at the roster, I think the thing that jumps out to me for the U.S. A lot of strike throwing pitchers there, and I think that's a thing that USA Baseball really looks for in international baseball competition. I think that that's a very important thing to have. And you have a couple of guys here like Brett Anderson and Trevor Cahill. Couple of teammates in Stockton for the A's, now both moved up to Midland, two of the youngest pitchers in Double A now. To me, those are the two best pitching prospects out there. I know it's sometimes hard to for teams to allow some of their pitchers to go out there, but to me, those are two of the most interesting guys. Their outfield looks pretty good too, though, Matt. I think.
Indeed, even with the omission of Colby Rasmus, maybe the most complete prospect in AAA right now. But we are represented by a couple, three other AAA outfielders in the Pirates, Andrew McCutchen, the Giants, Nate Sherholtz, and the Twins, Denard Span, just back from a broken finger and hitting very, very well for Rochester. Those three supplemented by Dexter Fowler and Greg Golson, a couple of Double A guys, but I don't really care about Double A guys here.
Well, and the thing, I think Fowler's actually a guy who probably could be in AAA pretty soon. Guy who's always had outstanding tools, always had some health problems, kind of, nagging him and kind of keeping him off track a little bit. I think that was one of the Rockies' goals this year, just to try to keep him healthy. Because when he is healthy, obviously what you've seen this year is what he's capable of. Very, very high ceiling for him. The other couple of guys who are actually kind of in our neck of the woods right now, gonna go see them. They're in town for actually a six-game series against the Carolina Mudcats. The Huntsville Stars are. That team's pretty loaded. Two of those guys, two of their best hitters, are going to be on the U.S. roster, Matt Gamel and Matt Laporta. I don't know if there's a better 3-4 hitting punch in the minor leagues than Huntsville's Matt Gamel and Matt Laporta. Two of the better power hitters in the minor leagues. Obviously, that system. With Braun and Fielder, and all the talent they have there, not really sure where all those guys are going to fit into place there in Milwaukee. But obviously a lot of talent there for them to be looking forward to the future for them.
Yeah, you talk about 3-4 punches. How about Chris Davis and anybody in the Oklahoma lineup?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it looks like Davis was called to the major leagues and might not participate in this game. But we will still be treated to other Rangers farmhands like catcher Taylor Teagarden, first baseman catcher Max Ramirez, and a World Team player, Elvis Andrus, the shortstop, the very young shortstop. And I guess that's a good segue to get over to the world strengths.
Yeah, I think the world roster, again, the pitching, there's probably some pretty good guys out there. You can't always get the arms there that you want, but Jaime Garcia, I don't know who's going to start for the world, but he'd be an outstanding candidate. One of the better pitching prospects in the minor leagues, keeps the ball on the ground, strikes guys out. You don't usually see that confluence of abilities there, but he can do that. Good fastball, good sink on it. Plus curveball, so he brings a lot of talent to the table. Then they have Carlos Carrasco as well, another top pitching prospect. You got some talent there too in the middle of the infield. I know Andrus isn't having a great year this year. Actually, he's not really he's had a lot of struggles this year, but DeJesus, another talented middle infielder, very smooth, and Emilio Bonifacio as well. Another interesting middle infield prospect. for the world roster. But I think the best part about the world roster is the outfield, and those guys are all legitimate talents. Gorkys Hernandez, Fernando Martinez, Gerardo Parra, Wilkin Ramirez. These guys are all legitimate prospects. And then you look too at some of the younger guys on the team, and that's the thing about the Futures game. It's not. I think the U.S. team is a little bit older than the World team. I think that happens a lot, and that's one thing to remember too when you're watching the game in July. Is that if you got a pitcher from the U.S. team, say, you have a guy like Will Inman going up against Angel Villalona. It's really not a fair matchup. I think most of us like Villalona as a better prospect, but for guys like him and Montero who are so young. And very talented. I saw Montero actually at the South Atlantic League All-Star game, just hitting balls everywhere in the Home Run Derby. But it'll be exciting to see those guys, at least just have a chance to see them in person or on TV, just for the first time for a lot of people.
That's catcher Jesus Montero
Yeah.
in the Yankees system. So that's another good idea, is to look at which player are you most looking forward to seeing for the first time in the Futures game. And we'll stick with the world roster. Who's your pick?
Yeah, for me, I guess just kind of looking at the rosters right now. Like I said, I saw Montero play, real outgoing guy. Seems like he has a lot of fun on the field. So, he's one to watch. I think Villalona's one, like I mentioned. But at the same time, I don't think we're really gonna learn too much other than just kind of what he looks like in a uniform. You know,
Right.
unless he hits a home run or something off one of these older guys. Even if he struggles, the guy's 17. Really doesn't matter how he does. So I think some of the interesting guys are Gerardo Parra, for example. Just a real sweet swing from him. Very interested to see what he can do. And Andrus as well, I think, is another guy. Just to see what, he's 19 years old in Double A. This guy could be in Low A right now, and he'd still be kind of young for the league. So just to see, how he handles himself in the field. Just see what his swing is like. See what some of the tools he has are. I think that's going to be interesting to see those guys, Matt.
Couple pitchers I'd like to draw attention to are Philippe Aumont, the 11th overall pick in 07. Big time sinker baller, still trying to get a feel for the slider and the changeup. But this guy's 6'7", and just throws the heck out of the ball. I think seeing him is going to be, if he pitches in the game, very exciting. And also the Indians right-hander Hector Rondon. He's 20 years old. Coming into the year, there were concerns about his strikeout rate. He wasn't really missing many bats, even though he had a lively 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Well, that's changed this year. He struck out more than a batter an inning, and for me, again, if he pitches, he's going to be one of the guys I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting to see the pitchers, and we hear reports on the stuff and things like that. When you actually see them in person, I want to see what Aumont's breaking ball looks like. I want to see kind of the action that he has on his fastball. And I think one of the guys last year, Faustino de los Santos, this guy who really caught a lot of attention last year when people really saw the life on that guy's stuff, and just to be able to see what some of the pitchers' repertoires are and see the quality of their pitchers is an interesting thing.
Now, let's go over to the US side. Who do you want to see?
I think the most interesting guy to me is Trevor Cahill. He's a guy who he was a second round pick a couple years ago. Really had a great year last year. Maybe a little bit under some people's radar, but he's always had success as a professional. And this year he can make a case. He's a strong candidate for a minor league player of the year right now. And he's not a guy who's doing it with a lot of deception or anything like that. He's just got great stuff. He's got a great hard sinking fastball. He's got a curve that's just outstanding. And he's another guy, kind of like Garcia, who strikes guys out at a high rate and keeps the ball on the ground. And that's why he's able to have so much success in the Cal League. When you can do that, you're going to have a lot of success. So just to see Cahill, another also very athletic, great delivery. So to be able to see him in person is going to be fun, I think. I'm very definitely looking forward to see that. See what he can do.
For me, maybe just maybe Inman, just because of everything we've read about him doesn't suggest that he's any great talent, but he gets results everywhere he goes. And I'm really interested to see that fastball command and to see exactly how the secondary stuff plays.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think also too in some of these competitions where a guy only throws one inning And I just got back from the Carolina California League All-Star game, and Jake Arrieta was there. And, you know, he's a guy who normally throws lower 90s, but, you know, we only have to throw an inning, and you're going to be, you know, on national television now, too. I mean, just for example, Arrieta was throwing consistently 95, 96 in the All-Star game. So I think a guy like that could definitely play up in a game like the Futures game, where his velocity can kick up a step. A guy like Inman, not sure if that's going to be kind of the advantage for him, where a one-inning stint's going to be the best way to showcase him. But, you know, definitely going to see, you know, what his off-speed pitches are like. Are they just kind of, you know, average-ish pitches, or does he really have some good bite on him? It'd be interesting to see that as well.
Indeed. Was there anything else we wanted to get to regarding the Futures game?
Well, I think it's a 9-inning game this year, which I'm happy about. You know, normally it's a 7-inning game, and I don't know why. I'd be happy if the game went 27 innings. It's just you don't really get a chance to see these guys that often, especially depending on, you know, what part of the country you live in, how many minor league games you get to go to. But, you know, having these games, you know, or any minor league All-Star game, if you can get out there, I definitely recommend it. You're just being able to see so many talented guys in one place is it's always really a treat to be able to see that. So I'm glad they went to 9 innings this year. To be able to, I think, you know, scouts too who use this game as a scouting tool. I think sometimes guys can get a little overhyped after a good or doubt too, maybe guys get too down on them after a poor Futures game performance, but this is just, you know, one inning or a couple of at bats relative to their track record of their entire professional body of work. But it's still exciting to see. It's a 9-inning game right now, so definitely looking forward to seeing that.
Maybe that's the first step toward a true best of seven Futures game series.
I think that's really the way to go if we're really going to have a true champion. You got to play it on the field, and you got to have at least a few games, Matt.
Right, he's Ben Bowler. I'm Matt Eddy. This has been the Baseball America Podcast, Futures Game Edition.